you scraping it?
Yeah, what would she, piece of cloth, though, what might the cloth
be? Oh, a dish rag.
All right, and the, to dry the dish?
A dish towel.
And a piece of cloth to use in the bathroom for washing the face?
Wash cloth.
And dry yourself with a
towel.
The water at the sink comes out the
faucet.
And at the yard, at the side of the house, if you're gonna, you hook a hose up to the...
I still call it a faucet. My father called it a spigot.
Okay. And how about on a barrel?
Is that a tap?
Well, that's fine. The water, last night, the temperature dropped below 32. The water in the pipe froze, and then the pipe...
expanded.
And then it...
burst.
Okay. Something that pickles used to be stored in.
Oh, a barrel.
All right. And molasses and lard and things like that were shown in a...
oh, in a big tin lard can, huh?
Okay. You know the term stand for something like that?
No.
Might pour sugar or something from a larger container into a smaller one and use a...
oh, Well, you think?
Yeah,
about?
Sure. And if you're driving a horse, you might have to crack a
whip.
And you put a, you get a dozen oranges at the store, the grocery, put them in a paper,
in a bag.
In a pit.
Or a sack.
Yeah, and they'd be made of what?
Oh, paper, or these days, plastic mesh.
All right. Now, when you mentioned, you talked before about the use of the word poke.
Oh, yes.
All right. Now, but when you were a child, was that a perfectly...
that's what I had heard. I do not know if I heard it from my family or the help, but I always said paper poke until that time. My godmother embarrassed me.
And how old were you?
I was 7 or 8.
All right. And where was your grandmother from?
No, this was my godmother. She lived in Detroit.
Oh,
she had
grown
up here with my mother and had come back to visit.
I see. Okay. A large a bag or sack that, well, say 100 pounds of potatoes would be put in, what was
it? I have no idea. Burlap bag, I guess.
Do you know the term either croaker sack or toe sack?
I have used toe sack. Bill would say croaker sack.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why.
Very good. That's Tosac is north of the Chattahoochee River.
Oh, really?
Tosac in Georgia, anyway.
Uh-huh.
And Midland, and then and south of there, Prokersac. Prokersac is southern, and Tosac is south Midland. And
is that right?
South Midland
uh-huh.
area. The amount of corn or meal that you could carry to a mill at one time might be called a...
oh, wagon load, I guess.
All right. And if you, as much as you can carry in your arms, if you're going to...
what, 100-pound sack?
Well, no. If someone went out to the woodshed and then loaded up his arms like this, you'd take...
oh, an arm load of wood.
All right. And do you ever use the term, a turn? Is that term familiar to you? A turn of meal or flour? Or a turn of corn?
A turn of some vegetable, like a turn of something you've been cooking. Like it was one cooking word. I made a turn of pancakes.
Bottom one.
Yeah, you got it. No, the fan you had to unplug.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Had to plug what was that?